Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is police officers are our heroes, not racists targeting black communities. Police deserve and should receive our respect, not disrespect and dishonor, as some politicians are alleging. Who are those individuals perpetrating and fomenting these comments and lies? Well, listen closely. Facts. New York City mourns the death of two NYPD police officers shot in execution-style ambush by a black man. Officer Wenjian Liu, age 32 years, and Officer Rafael Ramos, age 42 years, were sitting in their patrol car when shot. This cop killer, a career criminal, had been arrested 19 times. Weak-minded individuals, now I'm being kind and could have exercised another term for them, have been targeting police officers. Police fatalities are at a three-year high. The number of police officers killed in 2014 by gun deaths is up 56% from 2013. 126 officers have died in 2014. Police are under fire as protests mount over the Brown and Garner incidents. There was another police officer shot and killed in Tampa, Florida, December 21, 2014. And on January 5, 2015, two more off-duty police officers were shot during a robbery by a known cop hater. Who are the politicians responsible for fomenting this behavior? As a nation, we have had no leadership preventing racial unrest. There has been a federal push by this administration, a desperation to keep the Ferguson, Missouri story going, when in fact, the facts don't lie. Michael Brown and Eric Garner were breaking the law and unfortunately lost their lives. Michael Brown attacked and hit a police officer. Eric Garner resisted arrest and had a police record that goes back 30 years. President Obama and the Attorney General Eric Holder, who's commanding our Justice Department, are sparking race baiting, along with Al Sharpton, who has been retained by President Obama as his spokesperson. Eric Holder uses the phrase occupying force when talking about law enforcement. After the Ferguson, Missouri grand jury decision, Eric Holder demanded a federal investigation, instigating racial tension by inferring that the decision was incorrect. Should the feds have gotten involved? Absolutely not. Riots and protests occurred, not just in Ferguson, Missouri, but all over the United States. The president got involved, but too late, and his statements were flimsy. He stated, "These protests are necessary to trigger our consciousness and should be peaceful, but there are deep-rooted race issues." There was no conversation from Obama, his administration, and Eric Holder with blacks regarding parenting and regard for law enforcement. A false narrative was created by Obama, Holder, and Sharpton. They turned this single situation into, according to their words, an epidemic of physical force by law enforcement. Turning this single situation into an epidemic, as the race baiters want you to believe, is wrong. Where is their respect for the law? Remember the knockout game when blacks were knocking out whites? Remember the Black Panther intimidation during the election in Pennsylvania? Where were Obama and Eric Holder then? Ferguson rioters set back race relations years. Mayor de Blasio of New York City ran an anti-police campaign in 2013 when he ran for mayor. He halted the procedure stop and frisk by police. Since stop and frisk was taken away, shooting victims has gone up 13%. He has allowed the protesters to shut down major bridges and protest all over New York City, permitting Al Sharpton to lead the protests, threatening police officers and precinct buildings. Prior to the two police officers' murders, he held a press conference, stating that because his son was from an interracial marriage, he was in a perpetual risk by cops. He inferred that his son had to watch for threats by police. Then he openly stated he had warned his son about the cops. Fact. The New York City Police Department is the most diverse police department there is. The police want to work. De Blasio's rhetoric provoked brutality. The mayor created an atmosphere for blacks to be anti-cop. He basically put a target on the police. The mayor also used the false narrative, claiming, "We have an epidemic of police shooting black men." He did not tone down the rhetoric and has alienated the police. During the funerals of the two NYPD police officers, Mayor de Blasio spoke there on a televised screen. Hundreds of officers turned their backs on him in protest, which I feel is justified. I think that he should apologize or resign. Several distinguished people have commented on this situation. Rudy Giuliani said, "Mayor de Blasio has probably lost the respect of the police force. De Blasio contributed to an atmosphere of hate. This is a mayor who aligns his cause to L. Sharpton." Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik said, "L. Sharpton and de Blasio have blood on their hands. They have perpetrated a lie that the police target black communities. That lie has created chaos. Real community leaders have to come out and tell the truth. Cops put their lives on the line. They are not racist." He also asserted that he doesn't feel the mayor has the ability to lead the city. The NAACP president said that people shouldn't blame the president because the protests have been peaceful. Now, where has this guy been? There are too many people promoting racial divide rather than focusing on the real problem. There is a disproportionate of crime between blacks and whites. The problem is black criminality. If a black person commits a crime against a white person, it is a crime. If a white person commits a crime against a black person, it is called racist. Why? If young black men are killing cops 6 times more than other races, then more blacks are arrested. The president has dropped the ball. He has created an atmosphere of racial tension by appointing the race baiter, L. Sharpton, as his spokesperson, which is a disgrace and humiliation. If the president and our attorney general would have taken a positive position regarding police, all of this would never have happened. The cops fight what we fear. We don't have a cop problem. We have a crime problem. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.